Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, welcome back, my favorite podcast people. Even when I'm on other shows, and that's dangerous to say because there's other hosts on this party today, but you are absolutely my favorite because you do everything right. How about that? When's the last time someone said, you do everything right? Well, you do everything right, at least when it comes to being one of our listeners and viewers, because you're supportive and you cheer on and you tell us what you want. And for the most part, we give it to you. I mean, that's probably another rarity. When's the last time you got everything you wanted? Are we going back to that kind of, you know, hands on our hip? But we're excited. And you have noticed that we have started to do some really cool things with the podcast show. You for sure know about the 262 explosion, and we're going all around the world, and that's cool and groovy. So what happens when you start getting involved in something like that is you get to hang out with a lot of really cool people, and those cool people know cool people. I don't know. Am I dating myself? Has anyone ever seen that Pantene commercial? Did I just give them a free plug? We're two people that know two people. But look, it, we have collectives of women that are in the same demographic, that are rocking their businesses and having different purposes in the same area. And so we wanted to bring that to you in a group format, because there's nothing better than having 4 or 5 mentors in the same room to talk to you. So look, today we are going to be talking to the most incredible authors. And right now I have a collection of women with me. We do have women and men that come on the group podcast. Yes, we do. But I have an incredible group of women here today that are going to share with us their insights on authoring, what it's like to be an author, and just all of the questions that are around that. Because many people, we know it's really only 3% of people that actually put pen to paper. Whether it's co-authoring, where it's poetry, whether it's quote authoring, where it's solo authoring, it doesn't really matter. The bravery is the same thing. It's about willing to be seen and willing to be heard, because those pages, they kind of hang around for a little while. It's why we used to lock our journals, right? It's like, ooh, I don't know if I want anyone to read this, but it is sharing of oneself. So we're going to dive into that a little bit today. And I know that as an incredible audience, I always give you this wonderful title. So today, you're a highly, highly informed audience today. You're a highly informed audience today. So let's get this party started. Now, for those of you that are, you know, driving or doing something other than sitting and watching this beautiful podcast visually, keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to introduce some people to you. But for those that are watching, maybe authors, if you can, when I introduce yourself, just put your hand up so they know, you know, you can do jazz hands if you want. You can do like, you know, little belly dance and do whatever you want to do. Just let people know who I'm introducing. So we have Miss Lori Osborne. Lori Osborne is wearing pink today. And Lori Osborne is also a web developer. She is an author and she's a keynote speaker. A best-selling author. All of these women on here are best-selling authors. And then we have Linda Nardelli. Yay! So Linda Nardelli is also a spiritual counselor, a channeler, a visionary, and of course, best-selling author. And then we have Cheryl Rafter, who just came back from Ireland. I know, because we hung out there. And yep. She is a courageous comeback coach, as well as a multi-best-selling author. And then we have Therese Skelly. There you are. And she is the intuitive business mentor. And then you have me as your host. What a shock. Okay, let's get into this party. So we talk about books. Maybe you have a favorite book. Maybe you have one that changed your life many years ago. But Lori, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us if you had a favorite book growing up?
You know, Deb, I have to admit something really embarrassing. I was a top student growing up, and I was supposed to read all these books, but I didn't actually start reading until I was 27. So I actually didn't read books growing up. I did the cliff notes and did the, short and sweet. I cheated.
Well, no, hey, you didn't cheat, you got creative. Do you know what I
Well,
mean? You didn't cheat, you got creative. And but you were inspired. Was there any book, even in your lifetime then, something that you've read even up to date that moved you?
oh, there are so many because I read so many now. I started with John Grisham, which, is not business related at all, but I love John Grisham books. And he happens to actually have a home on Amelia Island where I live, which is really awesome. And then I would say just any books, anything that Mel Robbins writes, just has inspired me, moved me. Just I feel like she's a soul sister, so I have to go with Mel Robbins' work.
All right. Well, Teresa, thank you so much. Teresa, maybe you didn't, as she says, cheat, which is she didn't cheat. But did you have a book that inspired you when you were growing up?
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but did you ever read The Outsiders? I think it was seventh grade required reading, and
Yes.
all I remember was Stay Gold, and I just hung on to that. Like that just went into my soul. Like, oh, I want to stay gold. I just love that because I think it's for me. Somebody, the young man, what 12-year-old, right? It's a story of 12-year-old boys and the trouble that happens to them, and for me, it's very much like, somebody was seeing somebody and seeing something in this young person. And that's kind of what I do today, right? And then as an adult, it would be Anne Lamott. I first read Bird by Bird and, or I'm sorry, Operating Instructions. And I'm like, I want to be her when I grow up. So I love, love, love Anne Lamott. Those are my two.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Linda.
I've been pondering that, and I wish I could remember the name of the book. And it had such a profound effect on me. And I've been like, every now and again, I think of it, it's like, what was the name? And it was about a preteen girl that visits this other world. And that's what I do. That's my life. I connect with the unseen, the other world, the spirit world. And she would go, it was about fog. It was something around fog. And she would go through this fog to go to the other side. And she had a f best friend there. And it really spoke to me in a huge way. And more recently is Wild Mercy. Now, as a child, that was fiction. This is nonfiction by Mariah By Star. Difficult name, Mariah By Star. And it's about the divine feminine. And
Wow.
that's just nourishing, because I think that we're in a time right now where we need, like these circles, we need to celebrate the divine feminine.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. And Cheryl, what about you?
Well, growing up, I liked to read because that was kind of my world to get out of my other world. But I would like to read Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys. I'm not sure if it was always a series, right? So they are always doing some kind of solving, or there was a mystery, or they'd go to a different country. So I'd be like right in that little world with them. And it was a series. So I would read the first one really quickly and then go on to the next one to find out what other adventures they were doing. And then eventually I think they became a TV series too. So it was really cool to watch that and be in another country, or solving something that they were looking to find, or a mystery. So it was always cool to do that.
Oh, that's awesome. I was thinking about this the other day because, of course, I was thinking about, authors and the show and what have you. And for me, my first memory was my mom had bought children's set of encyclopedias by the door. And
Yeah,
you
I
know,
remember
like, no,
those.
people, I'm not, I'm wise, not that wise. But and I remember my mom just, I mean, because obviously that was expensive for her, and they were highly prized. And wherever we moved, they came with us. But we'd open them up and they had these gorgeous, colorful pictures of animals and what have you. That's my first really like, and I think I took such good care of it because it was an expensive purchase. And I bet you we had those circulating in my family. Possibly my mom still has a few, like possibly still my mom has a few, but those were highly prized. which books are, right? Which books are. So, Lori, going back to you. So you've had your books, you've had your experience. We've all read books. We've all been impressed upon by books and what have you. And like Cheryl said, some books turning into movies and the impression just changes the platform. But what inspired you to finally put your pages together and share yourself? What was that, someone forcing you, or was it a divine message?
What was, you know, it? Ironically, even then, though I didn't read growing up, I wrote growing up. I wrote poetry constantly growing up. And I had a great aunt that self-published a book when I was a child, which was very unusual back then. And she was one of those that just made you feel like you could do anything. And she really always encouraged me to write. You know, I have my own books in my head that I'm still going to get out there. And every time I think about writing, I think about great Aunt Bobby that had such a profound influence on my life. So that's the encouragement for me. And then, you know, in recent years and actually doing it, it's just, I've mainly written for The Art of Connection, and it's just really the mission of sharing and being part of an amazing project.
You know, touche. I love to highlight for women. It's not, you know, there's, so someone's like, well, I'm just a poet. Have you heard it? Like, I'm just a poet, or I just do quotes, or I just wrote a few pages, or it's mostly pictures, or there's sometimes we dismiss the power. And when you think about some of the words that we say to people that really have left an impact, it wasn't 12 volumes. Do you know what I mean? It was the message of your book. It was the meaning of your book. It was that chapter meant more to me. There's a chapter in Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill, which I read 10 times before someone told me to do it, that there was a chapter that really spoke to me more than the others. So sometimes I don't think it's the volume of words. I think it's the depth of the message that makes a difference. Absolutely. Yeah. Teresa, how about yourself?
Therese,
I'm sorry. You know what? I keep doing that because, you know, my daughter is Clarice Lesteres. And I always I'm like, which one is she? So it's Therese. Thank you for correcting me, because it's going to be a long show for you otherwise. Okay, so Therese Scully.
Yeah, so actually, I've always been a good writer. People, I'm Irish. I got the gift of gab, right? And I would always do marketing, writing, and blogs and all that. And a friend of mine was actually a book publisher. And she's like, I want you to do this. And it just was not the right time. And in our next question, I'll tell you the story of how this book is this book. But when I first got to it, it was a completely different title. It was a whole different, you know, it's funny how things morph into something else. And so it was somebody believing in me and somebody holding a space for me and somebody like, let's get your words out because you're really good and people need your stuff. Right. So it was somebody else kind of pulling with me. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. That inspired you. And Linda, what inspired you?
That's beautiful, Therese. It was somebody believing in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First, what inspired me initially, the spark, was that the group soul that I channel asked me to write a book. And I naively said, yeah, sure. thinking, well, I'll channel a message and transcribe it and, you know, edit it for readability and done. But they gave me incomplete messages that I had to mull over. And then a dear friend of mine that supports my writing read through it and he says, this is so powerful and terribly written. rework, and get more real and intimate. And then I struggled because I had a strong belief. And we have those underlying beliefs. I thought, I don't know how to write. I'm not a good writer. I even just said that to a friend of mine recently. I have this book. Yeah. And I said to him, I'm not a writer. Linda, what do you mean? As I'm working on my second book, I just remember a paper in early high school, and all the words were red marks, correction, red marks. And I'm like, oh, I'm terrible at this. And my substantive editor had all those red marks and corrections. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But now I look at that as an opportunity to get a clear the message clearer, and that it's part of the process. And she told me, put the words down, be on fire, be passionate, get it all out, and then do the grueling rewrites. And that's part of the writing process, and I've learned to love it.
Learned to love it. Oh my goodness, thank you. Cheryl, what or who inspired you to get your first words on paper? Because I know that there's, you know, some of you have written many different books and many different titles and things. So going back to that first one, what inspired you?
Well, what inspired me is last year in June, I went to a fundraising event where I met a publisher that was looking for authors in her book. And of course, I'm like, I'm not a writer. Like, I've never written anything before. You know, I might have journaled a little bit or, you know, done a little bit of that. And then it's like, I don't really have a story, right? And then, you know, so I had a conversation. So I put my hand up. I'm like, what the heck, you know, I'm going to just jump over the fence and put my hand up and see where it takes me. So that's what I did. I had a conversation with her and, you know, I was telling her a little bit about my background and where I came from and, you know, your life, the adversities and challenges that you go through growing up. And she's like, yeah, that sounds like a courageous story. So I'm like, okay, that's great. So then, yeah, so I jumped on board and started writing my story, and it was really a great journey, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I had, like Therese, somebody who believed in me and said, you know what, this is something people need to hear. It's inspiring. And, you know, you never know who you're going to inspire. And so then it really brought me into my second book from doing the first one. So it was really a great journey. And I think one of the big things that I learned about writing my story is that's not who I am. It's just what happened to me, right? That was a big aha moment when I actually had read it out to one of the other authors as we were like going through editing. And it was like, wow, these are just events, you know, father, whatever you grow up with, right? And it doesn't define who you are. It just is what happened. So it was an amazing journey. I've learned so much and has brought me to where I am now. It's great. Yeah.
And I think that, thank you so much for sharing that. I think that it is very interesting just how powerful the personal development is. I think there's a lot of people that decide to write their journey and write their book because it's been inside them for a long time. Some people really, the whole process to putting a book together is actually using it as a piece of personal development. And the fact that it sells is a bonus. And some people write books really to sell, support their courses, support their business, be a piece of a marketing tool. And the personal growth that comes along the way is the surprise to them. Do you know what I mean? The other one is like, oh, I just meant to heal myself. And ooh, look it, I'm a number one bestseller. So it really is very different. And I think sometimes when you embark on the journey, because someone's like, come along, I'm doing an anthology, or come along, let's do this together. Come along. It's time. Or your group says, hey, write a book for us. And you're like, yeah, no problem. Think, you know, ChatGPT it, you know what I mean? And you, and then you end up having a different experience. And by nature, from someone who's been sitting on this side of the camera for a long time, who's also done, you know, I think I'm at 9 books, is that the personal development and the person that you get to meet, and that sometimes you just share, like there was one book, I just shared one incident, like Cheryl, that you talked about, just one thing that is going to make other people realize they're not alone. And it's interesting, it's also reflective of things that you have gone in and you don't have the same attachment to it, or it makes you stronger that you do write it. So, I mean, it's just such a journey. And I think for those of you that are listening and watching the show, really, if you are wondering or thinking about anything, whether it's authoring or there's anything that's inkling inside you, whether it's starting a business or stopping a business, whether it's starting a family or not starting a family, or whatever it is that's inside that is brewing, I think that these are actually stories of courage. And it does take courage to say you'll do a book. And then I think it takes bravery to close the last chapter and take it to market, right? So you've talked about some of the feelings that you've gone through and what the project's meant to you. Let's talk about the title. So, and if you didn't have a chance to talk about your process, please do when I ask you this, but what is your title? How did that title, because sometimes when you go into an anthology, the title's picked for you, but what was it about the title that made you decide? It could have been just the fact that it was a community process. What made you decide to either go into that collective and community and do those, or what was it about the title that you had to come to be able to take your book to market? So Cheryl, let's start with you. I just said I wouldn't do that, but let's start with you because yours was about courage and you were saying that that was the draw there for you.
Yeah,
and you've been in a few, so you can talk about that or anything else.
I have, yeah. So my titles were, I didn't have an option to choose the titles, but Ignite Your Courage really just resonated with me. And the other one is Ignite Joy, because it's always bringing about being joyful in your life and doing the things that you love and just collaborating and having the courage as well to really, really do that. You know, an example is going to Ireland, right? I just put my hand up and said, I'm going to Ireland, right? So, and I went by myself and people are, you're flying by yourself. I'm like, yeah, you know, so that takes courage and it brings you joy. I had so much fun doing it. So, you know, my titles were, you know, not my choice, but really resonated with what they were doing and what they were saying. So it really allowed me to, you know, write my story in both of those. And even the 262 women's book, like it just really resonated to be part of this community and really help and support women.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And Lori?
So I had no control in the title of mine either. I am in the process of writing for the third of five books, The Art of Connection, and they're all 365 days of something quotes. And the first one was transformational quotes, and the second one was gratitude quotes. Now we're doing abundance quotes. And the reason I stay with it and the reason I will be part of these books till they stop someday, maybe never, is because they are written by people like us. They're small business owners, entrepreneurs, and there's just so much wisdom in these books. And for me, it was an opportunity to share my story. I live with a meningioma brain tumor that I love to share my story of resilience because I always find that it inspires other people. So my quotes, my gratitude quote is I'm grateful for this tumor because it led me to where I am. And it's so just being part of the community and part of sharing something so amazing and having, if it's just one page, it's one page that could hopefully change someone's life.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, Miss Skelly. Take
good.
It away.
Oh, there, that's good. So I've been in bunches of anthologies, but this is my own book. And when I first started it, the title was called The Entrepreneurial Journey as a Spiritual Path. And it sucked. Can I say the word sucked? Because what I was doing.
We don't edit, so.
Okay, there we go. It wasn't embodied. I was going for word count. So I would grab other things I wrote and I was literally like, ah! And who talked about the red lines? So when I got it back, I literally was not in an emotional place because it wasn't embodied. And I'm just like, oh, I'm done. I can. And then I had like some tragedy and stuff happen. And a couple years later, my publisher friend reached back out and she said, do you want to do the book? And so this one is love-based mission, how to create a business that serves your soul. This I embody. And to me, that's the significant piece. And so my belief is the title is specific because there's people that are just here for the money. They have businesses, they're for the money. And those of us who our business, the way we do our business it's our ministry, it's our mission. It's our extension of our soul in the world. So this tells you how to do that. And I'm wildly proud of it. So
I love that. Wildly proud of it. That's awesome. Wildly proud of it. I mean, I think that's, you know, whether it's the topic of our chapter or the topic of the book or what we're resonating to in the project, it's important. It's part of the drive. It's part of the drive. And yourself, Miss Linda.
Mystical intimacy. Came to me intuitively. I can't remember if I was reading a book or our blog by Carolyn Mace, but she's all about mysticism. So there was something about mysticism, and somewhere in her writing, she was something about intimacy. And I put those two words together. That's it. She hadn't put those two words together. It was just as I was reading along, it just came together, and I knew it's not any other name. That's it. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to understand what it meant. Because our idea of intimacy, people will think often that it's a book on relationships. But to me, mystical intimacy is a relationship with our spiritual selves. The idea of mysticism, it's a relationship between our human experience and the soul embodiment. And we often see those as separate, and spiritual life as separate. And I look for where's the merging, where's the integration, the place of interconnection. And that's what this whole book is about, is developing an intimate connection with our longing, which is the language of the soul.
Wow, beautifully said. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask, I'm just gonna kind of throw this in here a little bit, but as you talk about your book and you talk about it with such reverence and all your eyes kind of, I'm going to ask, the moment that the books arrived, like, what was that like? And who did you give your first books to? And what did it feel like to sign the cover? Like, it could be, for me, I've had that experience and it's been really interesting. It's just one of those magical moments that everyone now puts on social media because it's so powerful. But Cheryl, for you, what was that like, that first opening? Because I still get the same feeling 9 books later. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, and even my third book, it was still the same feeling when I was opening up. It really just made it real, you know, because you're in the process of doing it and you're writing it and, you know, you see that it on, like, maybe on the computer, right? And then when you actually physically get that book, it's just like, oh my God, like, this is so exciting. And it just makes it really real. Like, it's like, hey, I'm actually an author. Here it is, you know, like, the physical book is right here. And so it made me different. Like, people said to me, you're more confident, you're, you know, things like that. So it was just really amazing to feel that book in your hand and go, oh my God, I actually have done it. Right. And then the second time it's like, wow, this is amazing. I have now 2 books. And then the third time, right. So it's just really exciting and magical to be able to feel that actual book.
Awesome. Lori?
Well, I must say I'm looking forward to the day when I receive the book that it's my name on there, and it will happen because, like, yeah. I said, I've got two in my head. It's coming. But even just being, you know, part of a collaboration, the same thing that Cheryl said, it just, you know, I thought back to my Aunt Bobby, and she would be so proud that, you know, I did put my pen to paper. I did get published. And, you know, I look forward to that every year. I'm trying to remember who I gave the first book to. I know I sent one to my dad, and I give them as client gifts constantly. And I love the writing inside and just, you know, writing something encouraging and going, oh my gosh, here's my page, you know, go to my page. It is so rewarding. And I have a lot of admiration for those of you that have done it on your own. And I will be back here someday talking about when I have my own books.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. Well, Linda, and what about yourself?
You know, there was a combination of being really, really terrified. It was finally out there, and it was a long journey for me creating the book. It was like some people create a book in a year. I remember somebody saying, oh, it took me a whole year. And I'm like, oh God, it's been 10 years. It was a journey. Yeah, there's a lot of moving around also. But I love this question because it helps me penetrate through that overwhelm that I was experiencing at the time to imagine myself opening the box I remember the box. I love this question because I could relive that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sense of accomplishment. There was a sense of joy that I love the design of the book. I think it's beautiful. So the artist in me was very, very pleased, and going through it, and each chapter starts with a photograph or an image, a painting that I've done or a photograph my husband's taken. And so I go like, wow, that's really beautiful. And just feeling the energy of it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Really good.
Now that you say that, I'm going to do it. Yeah. Now, thanks for reminding me. And Therese, yourself, how did it feel for you?
I remember sitting on the floor and my two dogs are like, what? So they were the first ones to see it. And that, I put the video on Facebook of the dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Finley, look. But the first two people I gave these to were my boys. I call them and then also my partner Scott, and because they don't you know, I'm mom, God, you're mom, you know, and they're like, what? The mom did what? And Scott's like, damn, like what? And what was so cool as a part of the publicity that my publisher, I got a 5-minute TV spot on a local news station in North Dakota where Scott's from. So his mom and his sisters and his family could watch. And one of his sisters, she's not in the business world. She actually read it and she's like, this gave me more confidence. And I'm like, oh, that. So to me, it's applicable. Yeah, we focus on business and getting your work out in the world. But the fact that, you know, somebody in actually North Dakota is like, wow. And so those were the special things that happened for me as a result of the book.
Absolutely. I mean, as you're all talking about it, I just have this massive amount of remembrance and who you give it to. And I think the incredible thing is there's like this sense of pride that we've been proud of things before, but there is something really powerful. And it's from someone who puts together anthologies, right? I get to see those first moments of people many times over because they'll call me, and it is a different sense of pride. I can't explain it. It's kind of like I get to have joy watching other people have all their joys. And there's a greater purpose sense of accomplishment, right? Where on the way back, me and Cheryl were on the same flight, and we're on the way back, and I have had a book in the back of my head for a couple of years, and I just opened up my book and I literally laid the chapters down and I was like, okay, one more step closer. You know what I mean? You know, one more step closer and then we're going to do this. And I think that sometimes the books call, but I also give respect to when the words want to be seen. So, you know, whether someone's like, oh gosh, I've been doing this for so many years. I'm like, well, when the pages, it's kind of like when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Mm-hmm. I also believe when the teacher's ready, the student appears. Mm-hmm. So when the word's ready, the pages will appear. So I'm sure we're inspiring and motivating people today. I have a last question that has nothing to do with books, but I want you ladies to have an opportunity to, again, just this is going to be tough. You got to have your 60 seconds ready here. Like, tell people the name of your book, and probably for most of you it's available on Amazon, and if I'm wrong then you can tell me, but most of you probably Amazon, maybe it's your website, and we'll have all of that in the show notes. But I would love someone to read my book. If so, for me it's like, let's talk with 262. I would love someone to read my book if they felt alone. Because you got 261 other women being completely transparent. And trust me, sweetheart, you ain't. You just ain't. So, Lori, let's start with you. So where's your book available? And I'd love someone to read my book if. Hey, and I'm throwing it at you.
So. All right. The Art of Connection, all series are on Amazon. And I would love someone to read my book if they are looking for any sort of connection or inspiration, if they just need, and if it's a daily thing, any single day, if you need words of wisdom, words of encouragement, and you just want to feel good about your life, I encourage you to read it.
All right. Thank you very much. Therese.
You can get it on Amazon or therese.skelly.com. There was a little printing glitch. We had to take down one copy and put it back up. And I don't know if Amazon's getting all that right. So if it's not on Amazon, go to treescaly.com on my website. I would love you to read this book if you are a woman who knows you're meant for something and you're stuck. Because a lot of this is you're so busy taking care of other people or not believing in yourself or not owning your value. And I tell you why. And so if you want to get your big mission out in the world, this is the book.
Awesome. Thank you. And Miss Linda Nardelli?
My book is also available on Amazon and Banyan Books if you're in Vancouver. And my website, lindanardelli.com. And I'd love for you to read Mystical Intimacy if you yearn for connection with your soul. If you're feeling lost, disconnected, if you're confused by a lot of the spiritual principles out there that often don't make sense. Principles like forgiveness and faith can sometimes lead people to disconnect from themselves. It becomes an avoidance strategy. And I clarify a lot of this. This just demystifies a lot of spiritual concepts.
Awesome. Thank you. And we'll end with you, Cheryl.
Well, all three of my books are on Amazon. Ignite Your Courage, Ignite Joy, and of course, the 262 Women's Mission book. So who I would like to read my books is somebody who is looking for the courage to move forward, find the joy. This makes me tear up because it's like find the joy in whatever it is and find the courage to move and have the community of people in the book, knowing that you're not alone and you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Awesome. Okay. We're going to do what we always do at the end of this show. And thank you, listeners. I am sure you are writing feverishly and we will have this show. You know, we do everywhere. So, and you can tap into these women because we will have their individual information there. Please go to their sites. Please go to the website of Amazon and check out their books. We're going to do one fast round and you're on your way. You're all going to your own different private island. Mm-hmm. You're taking one suitcase. You're going, and I want to know the album that you are putting in your suitcase to take with you on your private island that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days. So one album. We're going to end this with a music note, as we always do. So, Cheryl, what are you taking with you?
I'm taking anything from Bon Jovi.
All right. Bon Jovi and courage. Kind of works. Kind of works.
Yeah, oh my it gosh. Sure does.
Okay, Lori, what about yourself?
Eagles, Hell Freezes Over.
All right. Look at us. I think we're on a theme a little bit. Therese?
Pink. Got to be Greatest Hits or something. It's all the pink.
It's all pink. Oh my gosh. Amazing. And Linda?
It's the Florence and the Machine latest album. I love it. I've been listening to it over and over again, especially her song King. I'm not wife. I'm not mother. I am king. And she sings it with so much passion, really breaking out of the social roles that we're given. Love it.
Awesome. Well, those are some powerful albums. I want to thank my guests today. I also want to thank my listeners today. And look, I know you know, but we've got these cool summits going on. And if you have words that you want to say and you want to come onto the podcast, we've got room for our November, March, and upcoming May summits. Whether you want to speak a little bit or you want to speak in a full spot, we have spots available for you. We actually have, and we've been starting to share it, we were smart. We knew in the 262 Women Entrepreneur, Creatives and Media, Rock Legacy and Tell All book, we have 262 women's names. And when we knew we were going to do a 5-year book tour, we knew women would be coming to us and saying, I wish I could be in the book. Well, we use 50 incredible women of history as placeholders, because it would be kind of weird to go for a 5-year book tour and not be able to put anybody in. So we still have, well, we're now down to 47 spots because we're just letting, you know, we're not doing a big campaign, people that know. So if you want to be in the book, please come in the book. We are making waves with this book. I think most of you know we're on our way to the Emmys. You might be watching this after the Emmys, but we also have an award event happening next year that might even be considered better. So if you want to play with us in a community, then please reach out, and we still have 48 spots in that book. And then we've got boat planners and all sorts of really cool groovy places for you to come and experience the power of word on paper or stand up and speak up. With that being said, I just want to thank you so much. You're incredible. And I want to thank my guests today for coming together collaboratively and sharing. And whoever is listening, we are looking forward to hearing how this inspired and motivated you. And if you have a book or a poem or a quote that came out of this, I'm expecting to hear from you. That is your requirement for getting to listen to this show. So thank you again, ladies. And until we meet again, which is all next week, you be well and you stay groovy out there.